Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota of Brookhaven has been voted best new car dealership in Southwest Mississippi 4 years in a row. Come see the difference. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Saturday. Ole Miss just wraps up a 12-point win over Georgia to start SEC play. So we'll talk about it. Here's some quick thoughts post-game. We'll, of course, be live for the live stream on Sunday night to chat with you guys about this game. But for now, some quick post-game thoughts on this special edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Glad that you guys are here. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Also to the podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. And don't forget, also like the video, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment as well. I would love to hear what you guys think. Again, we'll do the live chat tomorrow, but game just wrapped up. An important win for Ole Miss, so we'll talk about it right after I tell you that the podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory, he's in Fulton, Mississippi, but he can service you anywhere in this great state for all of your personal injuries. So if you've been personally injured and you need some legal help, call him on Monday. Wake up on Monday and call him at 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. Also, if you're a small business owner or you want to start a small business and you want to make sure that you're crossing all of your T's and dotting all of your I's legally, or if you're a small business owner currently and you need some legal help, or if you're a small business owner and you don't need either one of those things, but you know that that day may come where you need somebody that knows the most about what you're going through, DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, 662-397-9799. Don't delay, call DJ today. So 63-51, the final, Ole Miss over Georgia. A couple of box score things, then we'll get to a little bit more open thoughts about the game. Matt Morrell and Jamin Brakefield, the veterans, led Ole Miss in scoring today, both of which had 15 points. Brakefield, off the bench, was 5 of 7, made all three of his three-point shots in both of his free throws. Only four rebounds, but had an especially important moment really late in the game where he gets an offensive rebound, drives to the basket, actually missed a layup, but got another rebound in a putback that kind of sealed the game. Also had a big kind of dagger three-point shot towards the end of the second half as well that really kind of felt like, okay, that was the end of the game right there, even though they still had to play some. But Brakefield was some important moments. Turned the ball over a little bit earlier in the game, though. But if you can get the effort that he gave you at the end of the game consistently, then you've got something with him off the bench. Matt Morrell, still coming off of an injury, kind of struggled a little bit in their last game against Memphis. Really good today. 5 of 8 from the field, made 5 of 6 of his free throws. Again, 15 points, had 6 rebounds as well, including a trio of assists. So they're going to need him to perform well for this team to reach their goals. And today was a good step in that direction where you see some you see him getting healthier. I still don't think he's 100%. I'm curious to know if Chris Beard's going to lend some light on that possibly moving forward. I think he's getting there. He looks much healthier, but still may not be 100%. Juju Murray, for example, I don't think he's totally 100%. He was only 1 of 7 from the field, only 3 points in the game. So made one bucket and just one of his two free throws. You didn't get much from Padula either. He was 3 of 10 from the field, had only 7 points in the game. I think the key to this game, and so we'll stop there when it comes to the box score stuff. So again, Brakefield had 15, Morrell had 15, Barnes, Dia, and Padula all had 7. Dre Davis had 9, some good minutes for him, although he turned the basketball over 5 times. And that's what I want to get to in a second, but first, just the win in the context of the win itself, and it's a very important win. We've talked about the magic number enough. You've heard everybody, you heard it on the broadcast, you're going to hear it for the next couple of months where in this SEC, in the version that this league is this season, where basically everybody's good. That was a 12-1 Georgia team with a possible lottery pick at the 5 playing for them. And that is supposed to be a game that you're supposed to win, right? That's how good this league is. And so to get to that magic number of 8, you've got to protect your home floor, especially against teams like Georgia that you should beat, even though it's a very good Georgia team. So they took care of business, and now can they find 7 of their next 17, right? That's going to be the talking point, and that's the magic number. It went from 8-7. They protected home floor. I don't think they played particularly well today, but their defense was suffocating. Here's the numbers for Georgia. 29% from the field. That's 17 of 58 from the field. Only 11% of Georgia's outside shots went in. Now, they were 15 of 17 from the free throw line, and there's a couple of times where they were gifted free throws. A foul on Padula, a blocking foul on him, as the game was tight in the second half was awful. So Georgia made up some of their deficiencies there. But Ole Miss turned Georgia over 15 times, held them to 29 and 11% from the field. Just suffocating defense. So on a day when they didn't shoot the basketball well, on a day where Murray and Padula only gave them 10 combined points, you still held Georgia to only 51. Played suffocating defense, turned them over, and oh, by the way, Ole Miss won the rebounding battle just by one rebound, but Georgia, I think, had nine. This says eight. I thought the number was nine offensive rebounds in the first half. At least that's what the broadcast said. So they gave up eight offensive rebounds according to the box score, but I think, whatever. They gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half. They were not scoring the basketball. They were not shooting well. They come out of the second half and they make a few shots, and then Georgia went on a run and they held on and they played great defense and they turned them over and they turned them over and they forced difficult shot. And in the second half, they got rebounds and won a basketball game. They're not all going to be pretty. It's college basketball. It's a very ugly product almost exclusively. So they overcame not playing their best offensive game because they were suffocating defensively and they protected home floor. That's a very important win for this basketball team. I think the ball stuck too much offensively today. That's something that they're going to have to correct. There were too many possessions where you had one or two passes and a lot of dribbling and just kind of wasting time on the shot clock, forcing themselves to hoist up a bad end of shot clock shot. They didn't do enough movement without the ball offensively. Sticking, I think, is the right expression for what they looked like at times offensively today. The ball stuck too much. They're going to have to be better at moving the basketball, moving without the ball. You're going to need more from Padula and Murray on most nights. So that's an issue there. Obviously, we've talked about their lack of size and physicality, but again, they won the rebounding battle today and played really, really, really good defense against a Georgia team that can present some size to Ole Miss. So are they flawed? Of course they are. It's college basketball. Basically, everybody's flawed, but you can see the pieces and you can see with defensive effort like what they gave today and better days from two of their guards that you know can fill up the basket. There's something here. They've got something. So an important win. They can play better, most certainly can, but they needed this one and they got it. So a really good win for Ole Miss today. Very important win. Next up for them is at Arkansas on Wednesday. That's going to be a difficult game. It's always tough to win on the road in basketball. You know that. As of this recording, Arkansas getting absolutely smoked up in Knoxville, but that's going to happen to a lot of people. So we'll see how that game ends, of course. But right now, a really good start to the season for Ole Miss. Just that's all that needs to be said. They just start the season exactly the way they need to start with a good win. You've got good defensive minutes. Morrell and Brakefield were good late, and you win a basketball game without your best offensive day. So all good all around for Ole Miss. Of course, we'll be live on Sunday night. I want to also tell you that the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website for all of your office technology needs. So if you're a Mississippi business and you need copiers and printers all the way up to cloud storage and data security, ABSMS.com is the website. Tell them I sent you and they'll give you a complimentary office technology assessment. Also, Priority One Bank. They have 16 locations here in Mississippi. They make you their priority every single day. Their online banking platform is outstanding. Check that out. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do everything that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. So, again, good win. 63-51, the final for Ole Miss, getting conference play started on the right foot And, you know, there were some students at the game today. The students, though, are not back yet. The semester hasn't started. I think that the atmosphere can be even better, especially 11 o'clock's difficult for a lot of reasons on a Saturday morning for basketball anyway. But looked like a good enough crowd. Fans need to start buying back into this team, though. They're giving you every reason to buy in. And next home game, next Saturday, they should have a really good crowd, regardless of what happens on Wednesday. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'll talk to you on the live stream on Sunday night, 8 o'clock. See you then. In the meantime, have a great rest of your weekend, and I will talk to you guys on Sunday. You'll have a good one.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.